Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. And we had Mark Witte of Witte Lawn and Landscaping hang by so we could continue this conversation. I asked the question, and we didn't get a chance to get to the answer, is that I have a couple dogs, and I get the burn spots in my lawn from the dogs. My wife buys this little patch kit at a big box hardware store or whatever. Seems to have gone up to like $40-$50 for about a four-pound bag. And I think she does too much of it, and I think she does it too often. My point is it doesn't work. Maybe it has nothing to do with that. Clue me in on what you think, Mark.
So a lot of those products will work when used properly. And again, I'm going to, just your post care of it. So making sure it stays watered and providing nutrients for it to grow will go a long ways. And you can go to any of the box stores or your local retail garden centers, and they have a lot of these products. Or maybe you just invest a similar amount and buy a bag of seed and a bag of the mulch, and you just kind of mix them together as you put them down. And maybe you can save a little bit of money that way, and instead of buying these pre-mixed bags that are so expensive.
I think that's great advice, because I have done, as Randy's talking as well, and it seems like they never grow.
Right. And so I was curious, is there, I know it's a something in the dog urine, but does it stay in the ground? Is that why it doesn't grow? I don't think the dog's going right back to the same spot and keeping it killed because the spots are all over my lawn.
Or can you maybe take your if you've got one of those nozzles for watering plants that's like a shower?
Yeah.
Maybe you can take that and like rinse that ground down a little bit and dilute it.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, so typically what you're kind of seeing is the nutrients in the dog's urine is what's burning and killing that section of root for the grass. So it's anything that goes down in the soil profile will wash through pretty quickly. So what, in addition, you could do to help kind of get that area regrowing is actually just get in there and just dig and pull out some of those dead root structures and get down there and maybe throw in just a little handful or so of some fresh topsoil before you seed it, and that'll go a long ways in getting that restoration on track and going quickly.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's fine. Another topic.
You've got one of those gardening tools that cuts a hole, and you just spin it around, cut a patch out, fill it with black dirt, and put your seed in there as you fill it.
Right.
So the other thing that I'm always second guessing, and now I'm glad I've got a lawn service like you. Because, I don't have time. I'm still trying to figure out certain marinades, Right. I can't be a professional at everything. When you put fertilizer down and you've got fresh seed there, what's the interaction there? I'm always worried about I used to read that the fertilizer was actually going to burn up the seed in germination.
So having that understanding of how fertilizer reacts with your seed is key. And kind of the best way for me to describe it is you got to picture that seed as a newborn child, okay, once it starts to germinate. And it needs specific food and nutrients at a very specific time. So when I seed a new lawn, okay, I treat it completely different than I would an established lawn, okay? I'm fertilizing it. Like, if I seeded a new lawn here this coming week, I'm probably going to fertilize it 9 times this year. Whereas an established lawn, our program consists 4 applications of fertilizers. So you can see the frequency is much higher, and we're putting down the specific nutrients that grass seed needs to germinate, to grow, and to establish its roots. So, yes, you can damage turf by over-applying fertilizer. It will burn the yard, and you can kill it if you put too much down. So understanding and reading the label that will state how much the specific fertilizer recommends you put down and then understanding, you know, hey, this bag is 50 pounds of fertilizer. I need that will cover so many square feet, and getting your settings on your spreader correct so that you don't overapply is very important.
Hold up, Randy. I think he just told us to read the instructions.
I know, and I was laughing at it. I'm like, you're talking to the wrong two dudes about reading instructions.
It's hard sometimes.
Well,
the print is so small for one thing.
Right, and then it's like, well, what the hell do they know? I can do this, right?
Well, you know, and if you're like Randy and Bob and you don't like reading the instructions, you can call a professional out there that
there you go.
Does read the instructions.
That's the best thing. That's the best takeaway so far.
Right. Yeah. So, Mark, let's talk about that for a second. So your area of expertise and where you do most of your work, what kind of projects do you take on so that if our listeners needed to get a hold of you, they knew where you really specialize?
Yeah, so my background is in horticulture and landscape design. So I am a landscape designer, and so I work with people, you know, primarily residential houses, and we do everything from, you know, maybe changing your curb appeal, so re-landscaping the front of someone's house to give the house more that curb appeal, make it pop. And then we also absolutely love going into the backyard and building that entertaining space, you know, whether it's that beautiful patio and fire pit to gather around in the evenings, you know, maybe it's putting together that dream outdoor kitchen that you had so that you got room for your grill and your smoker and everything outside in a great space, your pizza oven. We love working on those type of projects too, and just taking that dream someone had for that outdoor space and building it for them.
So you can take this from beginning to end. I've watched you do it, and you've been very active in the West Michigan landscape industry, and you're a leader in the associations and things. So, and this is not something you just started doing a couple of years ago. I mean, you went to college for this. This is your family business, and you've taken it over, and you're the next generation. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because I absolutely know you're an expert at this. And we had the opportunity to work together when I was in the construction business. And it was amazing, some of the things. It's not just grass and dirt. There's all the hardscapes and the whole layout of the thing and the planting and what plants go together, all of that, right?
Yeah, so almost 20 years ago, I graduated from Michigan State with my bachelor's in horticulture. And yeah, so I for the last 20 years, I've been, you know, studying and learning and how, you know, plants work, what plants work in what area, and how to properly build, you know, outdoor spaces so that they last a long time and they last a lifetime of enjoyment and love.
Cool.
So you've probably found out that dogs are the biggest enemy of a lawn.
Yeah, they can be. Mine is sometimes too. I deal with that. So.
Yep. So Mark, how can people get a hold of you?
So you can find us online. Our website is wittylawn.com. That's WITTELAWN.com. And we're on Facebook as well.
One last question. Is in terms of like deer camp, I'm already planning out deer camp. Is there anything you can plant for your hunting area this time of year?
Yeah, so that is not an area of my true expertise. I know there are some cover crops and stuff like that can be put down. And typically, I believe those are planted a little bit later
right.
in the summer is your more ideal window for deer season. But that's not an area of my expertise I know
All
off
right.
the top of my head.
All right. Well, we'll stick to the lawn right now because that's the bigger yeah. problem for some of us.
Yep, exactly. Well, Mark, hey, thanks for making time today. I know you're a busy guy. Spring has sprung, and you got projects everywhere, but I appreciate you spending some time with us today. And give everybody your website and your phone number again, please.
Yeah, again, our website is wittylawn.com. That's WITTELAWN.com, and you can find us under the same name on Facebook as well.
Perfect. All right, Mark. Take care. Have a great day, and we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on, guys.
Right. Thanks, Mark. All right.
Yep. Yeah, that was Mark Witte, Witte Lawn and Landscape. Perfect guy if you've got a project
got so
in your
many
backyard.
Questions
oh man,
still.
Yeah. And he's humble. He's a West Michigan guy that really knows what he's doing. and so fun to work with.
And he went to Michigan State.
Yeah, and
How nice.
Went to Michigan State. Yeah, so.
But Moo anyway. You.
Yeah, right. Horticulture they have there.
Oh, man, yeah. Huge.
But anyway, coming up next, we might get back to some grilling. Maybe we'll stay in the backyard. Who knows? You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.